Chapter 7, Section 3, Magnetism. What you'll learn. You'll learn how to describe how magnets exert forces on each other. You'll explain why some materials are magnetic. You'll describe how objects become temporary magnets. And you'll explain how an electric generator produces electrical energy. It's important because magnetism helps produce the electrical energy you obtain from electrical outlets. Your review vocabulary words are mechanical energy, the sum of the kinetic and potential energy of an object, and your new vocabulary words are magnetic domain, electromagnet, and electromagnetic induction. Page 209, magnets. Did you use a magnet today? If you watched TV, listened to a CD, dried your hair with a hairdryer, or used a computer, the answer is yes. Magnets are a part of all these devices and many others. Magnets can exert forces on objects that are made from or contain magnetic materials. Magnets also exert forces on other magnets. It is the forces exerted by magnets that make them so useful. Magnetic poles. Every magnet has two ends or sides. Each of the ends or sides is a magnetic pole. There are two types of magnetic poles. One is a north pole and the other is a south pole. Every magnet has a north pole and a south pole. For example, one end of a bar magnet is a south pole and the other end is a north pole. For a magnet in the shape of a disc or ring, one side is a north pole and the other side is a south pole. Reading check. Where would the poles of a magnet shaped like a horseshoe be located? The forces between magnetic poles. The magnetic poles of a magnet exert forces on the magnetic poles of other magnets, as shown in Figure 18. If two north poles or two south poles are moved toward each other, they repel. If the north pole of one magnet is brought toward the south pole of another magnet, the magnets attract each other. In other words, like poles repel, and unlike poles attract. The magnetic forces between two magnets become stronger as the magnets move closer together, and weaker as they move farther apart. Page 210, magnetic field. If you hold two like poles of two magnets near each other, you can feel them push each other apart, even though they are not touching. Recall that electric charges exert forces on each other even if they are not touching. This is because an electric charge is surrounded by an electric field that exerts a force on other electric charges. In a similar way, every magnet is surrounded by a magnetic field that exerts a force on other magnets. The magnetic field around a bar magnet is shown in Figure 19. Iron filings sprinkled around a bar magnet line up to form a pattern of curved lines. These lines are called magnetic field lines. Magnetic field lines help show the direction of the magnetic field around a magnet. Figure 19 shows that the magnetic field lines are closest together at the magnet's poles. At the poles of a bar magnet, the magnetic field is strongest. The magnetic field lines are closer together where the magnetic field is stronger. Magnetic materials. If you hold a magnet near a paperclip, the paperclip will stick to the magnet. However, a piece of aluminum foil will not stick to a magnet. Both the paperclip and the aluminum are metal. Why is one attracted to the magnet and not the other? Only metals that contain the elements iron, nickel, cobalt, and a few other rare earth elements are attracted to magnets. Materials that contain these elements are magnetic materials. Magnets also contain one or more of these metals. The steel paperclip contains iron and therefore is a magnetic material. Why are some materials magnetic? Atoms of the elements that are magnetic, such as iron, nickel, and cobalt, are themselves tiny magnets. Each atom has a north pole and a south pole. Atoms of elements that are not magnetic, such as aluminum, are not magnets. As a result, objects that are made of these elements are not affected by a magnetic field. Page 211, Magnetic Domains. In a magnetic material, forces that atoms exert on each other cause the magnetic fields surrounding atoms to line up. As a result, large numbers of atoms have their magnetic poles pointing in the same direction. A group of atoms that have their magnetic poles pointing in the same direction is called a magnetic domain. Figure 20 shows how the atoms in a magnetic material form magnetic domains. Reading check. What are magnetic domains? The magnetic fields of all the atoms in a magnetic domain add together. As a result, each magnetic domain has a north pole and a south pole and is surrounded by a magnetic field. A single magnetic domain may contain trillions of atoms, but it is still too small to see. Even a small piece of iron may contain billions of magnetic domains. Domains line up in permanent magnets. If you hold one paperclip against another paperclip, nothing happens. Even though they both are made of magnetic material, iron, they neither attract nor repel each other. Why do the paperclips stick to a bar magnet but not to each other? In a paperclip, the magnetic domains are oriented in random directions, as shown in Figure 21. As a result, the magnetic fields around each domain cancel out. The paperclip is not surrounded by a magnetic field. Figure 21 shows that in a permanent magnet, such as a bar magnet, most of the domains are oriented in a single direction. As a result, the magnetic fields around the domains don't cancel out. Instead, these magnetic fields add together to form a stronger magnetic field. The magnetic field that surrounds the magnet is the combination of the magnetic fields around the magnetic domains. Page 212. Why are magnetic materials attracted to a magnet? A paperclip is not a magnet, but it contains magnetic domains that are small magnets. Usually these domains point in all directions. However, when a permanent magnet comes close to the paperclip, the magnetic field of the magnet exerts forces on the magnetic domains of the paperclip. These forces cause the magnetic poles of the domains to line up and point in a single direction when a permanent magnet is nearby, as shown in Figure 22. The nearby pole of the permanent magnet is always next to the opposite poles of the magnetic domains. This causes the paperclip to be attracted to the magnet. Because the domains are lined up, their magnetic fields no longer cancel out. As long as the paperclip is attached to the magnet, it is a temporary magnet with a north pole and a south pole. Electromagnetism. Even though they might seem to be different, electricity and magnetism are related. In the early 1800s, it was discovered that a wire carrying an electric current is surrounded by a magnetic field. Not only is a current carrying wire surrounded by a magnetic field, but so is an electric charge in motion. The connection between electricity and magnetism often is called electromagnetism. Electromagnets. The magnetic field produced by a current-carrying wire can be made much stronger by wrapping the wire around an iron core. A current-carrying wire wrapped around an iron core is an electromagnet. Just like a bar magnet, one end of an electromagnet is a north magnetic pole and the other end is a south magnetic pole, as Figure 23 shows. However, if the direction of current flow in the wire coil of an electromagnet is reversed, then the north and south poles switch places. Page 213, using electromagnets. The strength of a magnetic field produced by an electromagnet depends on the amount of current flowing in the wire coil. Increasing the amount of current increases the magnetic field strength. However, the magnetic field disappears if no current flows in the coil. As a result, an electromagnet is a temporary magnet whose magnetic properties can be controlled. Because of this, electromagnets are used in many devices, including doorbells, telephones, CD players, and computers. Generating electric current. If an electric current produces a magnetic field, can a magnetic field be used to produce an electric current? The answer is yes. If a magnet is moved through a wire loop that is part of a circuit, an electric current flows in the circuit. The current flows only as long as the magnet is moving. A current also flows in the circuit if it is the wire loop that moves and the magnet that is at rest. The production of electric current by moving a magnet and a loop relative to each other is called electromagnetic induction. Remember that a battery produces an electric field in a circuit that causes electrons to flow. Electromagnetic induction also produces an electric field in a circuit that causes electrons to flow. Electric generators. You plug a lamp into an electric outlet and turn the switch on. Immediately, an electric current flows in the lamp, causing the light bulb to glow. Electric energy is supplied to the lamp through the electric field created in the lamp. However, when you plug a device into an electrical outlet, the electrical energy used is produced by an electric generator instead of a battery. Figure 24 shows a simple electrical generator. A loop of wire is rotated within a magnetic field. The motion of the wire loop with respect to the magnetic field produces an electrical field in the wire. This electrical field causes a current to flow. Current continues to flow as long as the wire loop is kept rotating. To keep the wire loop rotating, mechanical energy must be continually supplied to the generator. As a result, a generator converts mechanical energy into electrical energy. Page 214, power plants. The electrical energy you obtain from an electrical outlet is produced by generators in electric power plants. In these generators, electromagnets are rotated past wire coils. To rotate the magnets, power plants use mechanical energy in the form of the kinetic energy of moving steam or moving water into electrical energy. In some power plants, fossil fuels are burned to heat water and produce steam that is used to spin generators. In hydroelectric power plants, the flow of water from behind a dam provides the mechanical energy that is transformed into electrical energy, as shown in Figure 25. Summary, page 214. Magnets. All magnets have a north pole and a south pole. Like magnetic poles repel each other, and unlike magnetic poles attract each other. A magnet is surrounded by a magnetic field that exerts a force on other magnets. Magnetic materials. Individual atoms are magnets in magnetic materials such as iron, cobalt, and nickel. Magnetic domains contain atoms with their north or south magnetic poles pointing in the same direction. The magnetic domains in a permanent magnet have their magnetic poles aligned. Electromagnetism. An electric current is surrounded by a magnetic field. An electric current can be produced by the relative motion of a magnet and a wire loop. That's the end of chapter 7, section 3, magnetism.